Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ice-free zones declared by the mayor of Chicago, knowing full well a cartel member he's in custody now, head of the Latin Kings in Chicago. I don't even know what the guy was doing. He's a legal immigrant. I don't even know what he was doing on the streets, but, you know, Democrats. So put a hit on a Border Patrol agent. $10,000. Brandon Johnson sides with the cartels. I told you they had merged with the Democrat Party. You're seeing proof of it. Folks, and it's so much worse than we thought. You got to read this indictment of this guy who put the $10,000 hit on the Border Patrol agent. He's a commander. And the reason he's doing it is because they've picked up over 1,000 of them. I mean, this is devastating for the cartels. So he puts the hit on him, but what's even more terrifying, if you read the indictment, when those agents got boxed in Chicago, you know, they got rammed by the 10 cars, and then they call Chicago PD, nobody comes, then they send more ICE agents as backup, and then that car gets rammed and surrounded as well. Do you know what was going on at the time? That Latin Kings gangster ordered his street troops to take up arms to get their guns and secure the area. They were heading in. They were heading into the scene of the shooting as the police, the Chicago PD, fled. You know what we need? We need to do three things. Because it's getting homicidal out there with these Democrats. Because I'm telling you, that right there, there's a connection between the Chicago PD and that cartel. We need three things. Number one, we still don't know who gave the order for the Chicago PD not to respond. We do know that the patrol officer on duty, the head patrol officer, did give the order. We know that, but who gave him the order? The head of Chicago PD says he didn't do it. The chief, he's actually a superintendent. So who did it? Was it Brandon Johnson? You know what? You talk about spying on phones. We need to get a warrant the right way, not the way Democrats do it. They just spy on you in violation of the laws. We're seeing an Arctic frost. No, we need a warrant for Brandon Johnson's phone. Everybody in that chain of command, who's talking to Latin Kings? Because they were descending on that scene to open fire on those border agents. He had already ordered it. I got another question. Guy's name's Martinez. That's also the, and I know it's a common Hispanic name, but that's also the last name of the woman who doxed them, led the call for them to be surrounded and rammed, and then had the gun, pulled it. She didn't fire. They were able to shoot her, thankfully. Her name's Martinez, too. Is there a connection between her and the guy who put the hit out on the ICE agent? The fact that these people were Hispanic, I'm wondering, is she an illegal immigrant too? The ones who coordinated the surrounding and the ramming of those officers, was that a Latin Kings hit? That's what they're saying in the indictment, that it looks like this wasn't just some random liberal thugs. This was a Latin Kings hit. He ordered them, go in, secure this area. This is King's territory. We're not tolerating ICE. That's what you do if you know the Chicago PD and Brandon Johnson has your back. It's in the indictments, 8 pages. We need to figure out, is the Chicago PD, is the Democrat leadership communicating with the Latin Kings? Did they call in a hit? Or at a minimum, did they pull back? You know, Butler rally style. Oh, is there an assassin headed that way? Yeah, we'll head the other way. Good luck, Mr. Trump. Hope you can dodge a bullet. So after seeing the hit, $10,000, contract put out on that Border Patrol officer. Brandon Johnson, who is homicidal, he's also the, unfortunately, the mayor of Chicago, does this. This is crazy.
Yet the clash between state and local officials and the Trump administration over immigration enforcement is escalating. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is now establishing ICE-free zones. The executive order bars federal immigration agents from using any city-owned property in their ongoing operations in the city.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We cannot allow them to rampage throughout our city with no checks or balances. Nobody is above the law. If we break the law, you should be held accountable. If Congress will not check this administration, then Chicago will. Because if we allow this to continue to be unchecked, by the time we realize what's happening, it'll be too late.
Okay, I watched the entire press conference when I was on the treadmill yesterday. So I wanted to know what he's talking about. Trump's breaking the law. He's breaking the law. What law? There's a whole press conference doesn't say. What law, dude? What law is he breaking? He's not. There's no law he's breaking. Now, notice what Brandon Johnson just did there. He established ICE-free zones. What is he doing? He knows the Latin Kings is still out there. They've still got the assassination order. Doesn't matter if their leader is in the clink. Doesn't matter if the feds have picked him up. That doesn't matter one iota. They order hits from jail all the time. He just created safe zones for the Latin Kings to operate in after they attempted to murder a Border Patrol agent. Think about that. That is crazy. That's crazy. And of course they can't say what law Trump is violating, because you know what? He's not. And you know what's crazy about this, folks? What he said, they're all breaking the law. We got to stop this. And Democrats say, this is un-American. We're living in a dictatorship. We've never seen this before. You've never seen border enforcement before? Folks, there have been border agents in our cities since before I was born. This idea that Trump shouldn't send ICE. What are you talking about? They have a building. That's what's being surrounded. They send ICE. They work there. They live there. In the building. The building. They work out of the building. Folks, my first job was for a company named Shelco. I just got the job through a employment service. Big construction company. I said this yesterday. And I worked in the trailer as a secretary. No big deal. There were some illegal immigrants then, still mostly Americans. Their jobs hadn't been stolen yet, but some on the site were illegal. You could tell who was illegal because the INS would show up. Today they're called ICE, but it's the same people. I mean, they just changed the name. And they'd go running, and it was a problem for us because they would go running across the highway. They'd get hit by cars. They were actually afraid of the INS then. Wait. So you're telling me that the immigration agents being in your city is not a new thing? No. Immigration law has not changed in hundreds of years, folks. Been updated by Congress. This idea, Trump's sending ICE. No, he's not sending ICE. No, they're attacking the building. There's nothing new here. Other than that Democrat Marxists have decided to merge with the Latin King cartel. As I told you they would. I said, it's going to be Mexico, where every political election is assassination season. Over 130 assassination attempts in the last election cycle last year in Mexico, 60 dead. You're not on the cartel payroll, they kill you. Police chiefs, you're not on their payroll, they kill you. Brandon Johnson just pulled ICE back right after we had a cartel member not only try to kill and put a hit, and it's still out, by the way, that hit's still out, don't kid yourself, on that ICE officer. Pull back? They want him dead. How much more obvious could this be? How would you take it if you were a cartel hitman? Again, after the shooting, the Chicago PD pulls back, can't respond, and he orders his cartel members with their guns, Latin Kings, in to take back the territory. You tell me what that was. That's straight out of Mexico. Folks, we don't curb this. We're going to have bodies, headless bodies, hanging off bridges and police refusing to investigate, just like in Mexico, except it's going to be Portland and Chicago. This is a war. We got to win it, no matter what they say and how they lie and what judges get in our way. Boy, I've got a mouthful for this judge. Oh, my gosh, what she's doing is terrible. Holding back the guard after this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.